some basic questions. The Gemara says as follows: Bein l'Rabbanan, bein l'Rabbi Yossi. Both when it comes to Rabbanan as well as to Shita Rabbi Yossi. Hasam, gabei chemini al pikasa. When it comes to the case of chemini on his notebook, diktani that he learns anish kavanote. That each one swears and takes. Maishna, the law means nafki l'monu mebalabayis. Why don't we say take the money away from the balabayis? And we should leave it there until Aliyo comes. Because over there is the Bada Rama. So we were medayik already previously that when it comes to the description of Bada Rama, it's quite a chiddush in regards to the Rabbanan. Over there, the reason is the Amar Lechemini Levalabayis that the Chemini will say to Levalabayis, Ano Shlichosin Dachavidna, I am doing your Shlichos. My Isli Gabi Sakhir, what do I have to do with the Sakhir? Even though he swears to me, he's not going to believe the Shua. At Hamante, you trust in me. The Alo Amritzli Besadi Havle. You didn't tell me to give it with Eidus. Now, Rabbi said, there's something strange in this line of Gemara. What's strange about this line of Gemara? Yes. I can't hear you again. Just a little.
It's an extra taina that's brought up by the chenveni, not the sakhir.
It's an extra taina that's brought up by the chenveni and not the sakhir. Very good. In other words, there's something here that's quite strange in the Gemara. What's quite strange in the Gemara is as follows: that the Gemara over here said that when it comes to the tainas that are at play, what's the difference? What's the fundamental answer when the Gemara says chenveni al pinkasa? What's fundamentally the Gemara's teretz? What's the Gemara saying? Yes, Shimon? Yeah.
Is that the two individual cases, the chemeni coming to the Baal Bayis of the Bar Yom Shema, and then you have the worker coming to the individually to the Baal, he's a Bar Yom Shema.
No. That's not the Parshat Shan Gemara. You're right, the Rishonim do talk about Bar Yishema, but how would you describe the Gemara's teretz about what the difference is between Yehemunach and Chen Vini Al Pengase? How would you describe the Gemara's distinction?
Yes, or both of them are cleaning on the Baal Bayis, and therefore it was the Baal Bayis mistake, whereas the one is Shlishi, the guy was just a Shlish, he was just watching over the money, and both of them are claiming against each other.
Very good. In other words, the way we said it last time, we said in the beginning of last week, the chiluk we said was as follows. The chiluk we said was that when it comes to Manashlishi over there, when it comes to Manashlishi, the distinction is...
I think we might have to go to another room. There's too much noise for me. Is it okay if we find where's it going to be?
It's
a library? They're not having shear now. Alright, so we'll go to the library, okay?
Yeah, of course. Bring all your sperm.
Okay, so we were asking the following question. The Gemara said that the chiluk is based on the following. The Gemara said that the chiluk is as follows. That over here, when it comes to the balabayis, the chenveni could say to the balabayis, "Afal gavde kamishtabe ali lo mehemen li b'shua." Now that line in the Gemara, what the Gemara is describing in that line, l'chura is difficult. That line in the Gemara is l'chura difficult. What's difficult about that line in the Gemara? What's difficult is that the Gemara seems to be adding in something that's not necessary. Now, Shimon made a good point that Bar Yishema might be critical over here, but l'chura, What is the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz over here is what? The Gemara's teretz is that when it comes to chen v'ni al pinkaso, these are two different cheshbonos. That's how I would have read the Gemara's teretz. Now, when it comes to chen v'ni al pinkaso, there's one cheshbon that's made with the balabayis. There's another cheshbon that's made with the sachir, and that's what's critical as far as why we don't say yehimunah, because there are two different chiyuvim, right? So what's this line in the Gemara? And what the Gemara is saying is very, very sharp also. The Gemara is saying something very, very interesting. The Gemara says, Afgav de kamishtabeli lo mehemen li b'shvua. Where does this come from, this whole idea? Mehemen li b'shvua? What's this whole idea? Mehemen li b'shvua? What's the Gemara referring to? So both of those things are difficult. So number one, what's the Gemara coming to add? That's Sarachiyu number one. Sarachiyu number two is, aside from what is the Gemara coming to add, the other question we could ask is at the end of the day, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, At mehemet li b'shvua? Okay, so the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara says as follows. Avgav de komishtabe li lo mehemet li b'shvua. At hamante, de lo amret li b'sadi havle. The sachir nami, as well as the sachir, amal abalabayis, he will say to abalabayis, ana avdi avidite gabach. I worked for you. Mayisli gabi chenveni, which is, by the way, what I expected the Gemara also to say in regards to the chenveni and the balabayis. That you say it's my cheshbon with you. What do I have to do with the sachir? Afagav de mishtabe ali. Again, now the Gemara adds this idea. Even if you're going to swear to me, lo mehemenli, he's not believed. Hilkach tarvayu mishtabei. Therefore, both of them swear v'shakli mi balabayis, and they should take it away from the balabayis. Okay, so what the Gemara is saying is as follows. What the Gemara is saying is presumably that there's two different chiyuvim. Why does the Gemara emphasize the shvua? That's something that's quite interesting. Let's take a look in the Rashis. We didn't read the Rashis carefully yet. So it says Rashi. Hasam hainu taima. So here, the Gemara is giving a teretz. The Gemara is giving a teretz. What's the difference between yeimunach and chemveni al pinkasa? Says the Gemara, hasam hainu taima. Over there, it's different. The shneim nishbon v'notlin. There, the halacha is that each one of them makes a shvua and takes. The chenveni omer lebalabayis anosh shlichus adidach avdi. I did your shlichus. V'nasati lepolecha mamun shetzivisani. And I took from you the money, and I gave the poel the money that you commanded me to give. So once I did that, I should be yotze. There's another tzarechiyun in this Rashi. And that is, l'chura, why did Rashi say, d'shneihem nishbon v'notlam? What is Rashi adding, d'shneihem nishbon v'notlam? What's the teretz? The teretz over here is that it's not yeimunach, because the chenveni could say, ana shlichasa didach avdi, I did your shlichus. What's Rashi emphasizing when Rashi says, d'shneihem nishbon v'notlam? L'chura, the teretz is that when there's a separate ischaivus with the chenveni. What is Rashi adding when Rashi says d'shneihem nishbon v'notlam? Why is this critical in the teretz itself? Okay, that's sarachiyu number three. Continues the Rashi, my isli gabi sachir. So here, there are two girsos. And the guys got stuck in this, and it's good to get stuck in this. My isli gabi sachir la'arer. Now, the Oz V'Hodor changes it based on the Rashash. The Rashash says, L'orero. What does the Sachir have to do? My Isli Gabi Sachir L'irero. What do I, the Chenveni, have anything to do with the Irur of the Sachir? So the Chura, the explanation of the Rashash, the change of the Girsa, is correct. According to our gear, so what we have, my isli gabi sachir la'arer. What do I have to do in regards to your irur vis-a-vis the sachir? Not to the irur, the sachir's irur, but what do I have to do with the irur of yours? In other words, your complaint, balabayis, that the sachir says that he didn't get paid. What do I have to do with that, as opposed to l'iruro? Lo mehemen li. He's not believed to me. Eini ma'amino b'shvua. I don't believe him with a shua. Ani omer shu rasha. I say that he's a rasha. Ve'ein li lahamin adam b'shua al karchi. And ein li lahamin adam. And I should not be believed. I don't have to believe a person shua against my will. And limkein imantiv b'tchila. Only if I had trusted him before, and lahafkid atzal hasno simo. So what's Rashi doing here? Rashi is actually addressing what this line about the shvua is all about. Why is it lo mehemenli? So Rashi says, eini ma'amino b'shvua, I'm not going to believe him with a shvua, because I say that he's a rasha. So tzarech iyun number four is, wait a second, what does this mean? I say that he's a rasha? What's our halacha? If two of us come into Beis Din, and when we go into Beis Din, Beis Din says to my antagonist, make a shvua. The guy makes a shvua. I'm allowed to say, this guy's a rasha? What in the world is Rashi saying? Okay, so all of these are shot issues before we even get to the other Rishonim. Like Rav Twersky Shlita says that every sugya has its own dynamic. This sugya, the dynamic is just to read the Gemara and Rashi and ask basic questions of what's going on in the Minei Ubei. Okay. Continues Rashi. Atem minte v'atohu shekalta. You hurt yourself. V'ein li lahafsid bikul kalcha. And I should not lose and be caused to have the money left until Eliyahu comes. So of course the question is, what exactly, as we stated before, what does it mean that eini ma'amino b'shvua? Okay. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes a very, very basic question on the Mineu Bey of the Gemara, which will deal with a couple of these, with some of the Tzarek Yuns, and might give us a deeper Havana, also Rav Shmuel Rozovsky points out, in the Tosis itself. Shita Mekubetzes has a very basic question. Let's make that Tzarek Yun number 5. What exactly is the Gemara asking when the Gemara asks from Yehemunach Techen V'ni Alpin Kasav? You tell me, in your words, how would you describe, if you're learning with Yerushana Aleph Chavrusa, how would you describe the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's Kasha? Yes, Yonatan?
Well, in Chavrusa, that's the case where they're both claiming one's about Arama. So just like the Yonah Shishi, where they both claim it's about Arama, and there is Munah, so too we should do Munah.
Right. When it comes to Chemini Alpin Kaso, why is it that there we say, why don't we say Yei Munach? That's ostensibly the Gemara's Kasha. Rabbozai, is there another Kasha to ask? Yes, Nate?
Can you compare the
Baal Bais? I'm asking, you're asking the other direction. You're asking, why is there a good Kasha?
Yeah.
I'm going with the assumption there is a good kasha for a moment. Is there anything else that one could ask, basic, that's a basic question in the sugya? Yes, Naftali.
The words of our Gemara are,
we're going to be at Shita Mikubetz's Maishna. Page Mem in the Red Edition.
We should take the money from the bias and leave it over while we say with the shalish that we just leave the money by him and then until the Adam comes.
So what's difficult in Chemini Alpin Kaso?
Why are we taking it away from him? What's the difference here that we're taking away the money from him?
That's the kasha Yeimunach. That's the first kasha. There's another kasha I'm saying that could be asked. Your kasha is a good kasha, and that's the Shana Aleph Pshat of the Gemara. But there's another question could be asked. Yes, Joe?
Why is the Baal Bais paying twice?
Yes, why is the Baal Bais paying twice? Now, the Gemara doesn't ostensibly ask that question. But the Shita Mekubetzes asks that kasha, and that is, by Chemini Alpin Kaso, why does the fellow pay twice? Now, Vamevin Yavin, the Gemara's teretz, really answers that question, right? The Gemara is really answering with what we call two ischaivios. Shvua, we don't know why the Gemara is bringing Shvua here altogether. But the two ischaivios, that is something that's quite clear what's going on. So let's take a look at the sheet. And Dibar Maskel Maishna Kashuli. Da'adifa minei Havilei. It's better. There's a better kasha. Why does he call it? Let's be mazber every word. Why does he call that a better kasha? The Chura Naftali's kasha is also a good kasha. The answer is, before you start comparing sugyas, before you compare the sugyas, it's got to make sense. The Chen Mi'alpin Kasa, it's got to make sense. And that's a question. Why is it in the Hava Mina that there's a stronger kasha, and that is, why does the balabayas pay twice? Kasha is a different avi luxury. Amai mafsi balabayas, the part trays in there. Why is he mafsi? He pays twice. V'yeshlomar d'chodo d'ispotarti parach. These are two questions, which are is encased in one. Amai porei elishneihem. Why does he pay to both of them? Umafsi bivadai. And he certainly mafsid the vadai. Visu. And another kasha, amay notlano saye munach. So Shita says beautifully. The Shita says, really the Gemara is asking both kashas. And that is, number one is, why does he take it? In other words, why do both take from the balabais and balabais has to take pay twice? And number two is, why do we say ye munach? V'hainu d'mishani d'ainu taima, and the Gemara is answering both questions. D'amar lechemini l'balabayis u'mizeh atam notlin shnei mi'balabayis u'mafsid. Because these are two separate ischaivios, so in such a case, then you could take from the balabayis and mi'mafsid. V'gam lo yeimunach, and that's the same reason why you don't say yeimunach. Because there's two independent ischaivios, and there's no chiyuv. Now, by the way, once we get through the sheet in the kubetz, it's a really sharp all of the other kashas that we made in Minei Ubei in the Gemara, and that is, what in the world does the Shvua have to do with this? In other words, according to the Shita, what's critical over here is that we don't understand why you pay twice, we don't understand why you say Yei Munach, and the answer to both those questions are the same, and I see it's the way we learned, the way we learned the first time, and that is that there are two Ischaivios, two separate Ischaivios, that's why you pay twice, and that's why you say Yei Munach. Says the Shita, that's Kavanas Rashi. Vizesha Kosa Rashi, Hainu Taima Dishneyem Nishba and Vinotlin. Remember we asked the Kasha? What's Rashi adding when Rashi says, Hasam Hainu Taima Dishneyem Nishba and Vinotlin? The Kasha was on Ye Munach. Why does Rashi bring in this halacha of Shneim Nishbo and Vinotlin? The answer is that what Rashi is trying to do, at first glance, and this is what the Shita says, this is Emes Lamito, the first step is what Rashi is trying to accomplish is to say that the reason why both of them get paid is because of the two separate ischaivios of Anosh Lichus Adidach Avdi. So that is why both of them are going to be getting paid. So this is the point. This is the point that Rashi is bringing out when Rashi says the shame is ban venotlin. If the kasha only was a kasha ye munach, so the shame is ban venotlin is not critical. The shame venotlin is not critical. However, if the vart is that we're talking about another hidden question that's here, and that is, why does he pay twice? So that's part of the teretz. It's mamish part of the teretz. Hasam einu taima de shneim nishpan v'notlin. The reason why both of them nishpan v'notlin is as based above. Kafter ferach pshat. Nothing fancy, we're a little bit in Golus now, so it's good to say very, very rooted in the Gemara Rashi. So this is good pshat. Okay. Yes, Gedalia.
The Gemara's question is only saying that the Baal Bayis should pay 100 and it should be Munach. The Gemara is saying that you should pay both 100 and it should be Munach in the case of Chen Vani.
True.
So what?
They're two independent questions.
So this question that the Chen Vani is going to have to pay twice, that's an independent question on the Chen Vani case on its own.
Correct.
But the Gemara's question itself isn't.
So Rashi, so Shita Mikubetzes claims that the Gemara is also bothered by that question. That's what Shita Mikubetzes claims. That the Gemara is also bothered why he pays twice.
But the Gemara's question isn't that he should pay twice, and it should be Munach.
So the Shita Mikubetzes' lashon was. See? The Shita Mikubetzes' lashon was. The Mishani Dahainu Taima. Well, even stronger. He's asking one question which has two parts to it. That's how the Shita learns. It's one question has two parts. The way I would say it is like this. Yes, the Gemara's agenda is not to solve why he pays twice. But the Gemara is saying, once you understand why he pays twice, you'll understand why there's no Yemunach. Maybe that's, we didn't sharpen the Shita Mekubetzes. Your question forced us to sharpen it. The Gemara is saying, once you say it this way, then we will sharpen it the other way as well. Okay, Rabbo said, because of the late start and moving, maybe you'll come over to me and ask me later, because I don't want to sit too long on the sugi. Okay, I apologize. Okay, so this is the Shita Mekubetzes' explanation. I'm wondering aloud. This did not dawn on me when I was preparing in the Nazar room this morning, but I'm wondering aloud as I'm zochet to learn with you together. By the way, it's the schus of learning together with Talmidim is one of the dearest things in the world. And it's something I believe is a special siyata d'shmaya when all of us put at the moment. It's a holy moment when all of us put our heads together. Even though sometimes I don't take the questions just because of time. But I think there's a very, very holy moment when we put our heads together that there are some things that just dawn on me as we're reading together. So I'm wondering now if what I'm about to tell you from Rav Moshe Feinstein, I have one more point I need to make in terms of the Tosas, but what I'm going to raise from Moshe Feinstein now I'm realizing might be connected to the Hezbollah that we're giving the Shita Mekubetzes Shnei Mishvan V'Notan. So stay tuned. Now, last week, the guys, we had an uproar. Rav Moshe reminded me that this is the style of Panovich. That last time I was in the Panovich Yeshiva, Rav Steinman was saying Shir to the Kolo, and he said something, and also I didn't know what was going on. He was up there, it's a little hard to hear him, and all of a sudden there was a noise that erupted. But they were talking to the Magid Shir. It wasn't a noise interrupted, you couldn't hear him. But there was a noise that erupted in the Beis Medrash, and everybody started screaming about something Rav Steinman said. Then even Rav Steinman's 100 years old, it's hard for him to hear. So an Avreich runs up and he tells him what one of the guys is screaming about. That's how it works in the Shir over there. That every few minutes, just the Beis Medrash erupts. So I was totally fine with everybody fighting about whether there was a Vaday Ramay or not in Tosas. Let's just remind ourselves, Tosas. I'll repeat what the guys asked of Gokasha. I don't have a good teretz. I looked around. I did not see anybody stop at it. You guys might be right, but let's take a look. By the way, I think I made a mistake. The Masas Binyamin might not be discussed in Akasha. I don't have the Masas Binyamin here. So, but let's just repeat what the Talmidim discussed. Let's take a look at Tosas Dibur Masakabi Chenveni Nami Emunach. Let's spell out. Says Tosos, the Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Belokach, Michamish, Vene, Yodea, Mezen, and Lokach, Nosen, the Kol Echad, Vechad, Lo Parach. Amai Nosen, the Kol Echad, Vechad, Yemunach. There we don't ask why Amai Nosen, the Kol Echad, Vechad, Yemunach. There we don't ask that question. The Hassam, Havale, Lemitka. Because over there he should have remembered. V'iyu, the Afsid, Anashe. And it was he who caused himself to lose. So what does Tosas say over here? Tosas says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that you take from five people and you don't know from whom you took. So Tosas asks, why don't we ask on that sugi yemunach? So one of the Talmidim, who was it? It was Shimon. Shimon had asked, but at the end of the day, why don't we say that over there there's no Vaday Ramay? And over here, there's a Vaday Ramay. One of our important criterion is Vaday Ramay. So some of the Talmidim answered that if you take a look in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara there has other cases of Vaday Ramay. What was the Gemara? Others cases of Chamisha? The Gemara has a few cases of Chamisha. Zela. So there was for sure someone who says that you stole from me. There were five different people who said for sure you stole from me. So that's a decent response. On the other hand, Shimon's question I thought was a good question because the Gemara doesn't say Beferish in the case of a Kone, that that there was a Vaday Rame. Follow what I'm saying? In other words, that it's not the Farish in the Gemara that there were five people who said, you bought from me. The Gemara there doesn't spell out that there was five Tovim, only by the Gzelus. That's what the Talmidim were fighting out. So L'chura, you have to say that according to the premise that tells us is Kasha, L'chura, you have to say that there was all five of them were screaming out. Anyhow, Tosis, that's Tosis' kasha. So Tosis' answer is the Hasam Havila the Midgar the Iu the Avsar Nafshe. Over there, he should have remembered, and it's he who causes himself a loss. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between the Chenveni and the case of Lo Yoda. In the case of the Chenveni didn't do anything wrong. The Chenveni didn't do anything wrong. Excuse me, the Balabais. The Balabais didn't do anything wrong. And since the Balabais didn't do anything wrong, he didn't have any responsibility to remember anything. So then in such a case, the Kasha is Yemunach. So Rav Shmuel Razovsky adds, based on the Shita Mekubetzes, the guy's photocopied it, you could look it up. Based on the Shita Mekubetzes, he quotes the Shita Mekubetzes on the Gemara, and then on the Tosas, he just points out that Tosas' Kasha is a very sharp question according to the Shita Mekubetzes. And that is the Kasha being that why would it be that he has to pay twice? When it comes, in other words, part of Tosas' Kasha is not just you should say Yehemuna, but Tosas is asking another Kasha according to the way we're reading the Gemara now. And that is not only that there should be a munaf, but why is it that over there you have to pay five times? Just like when it comes to here, we don't understand why you pay twice, the Baal Bayis has to pay twice. So too, when it comes to there, why does he have to? To which Tosas says, Iu da'afsida nafshe. In that case, he's causing himself a loss by the Chenvi al Pinkaso, he's not causing himself a loss. Tov, that's the Shita Mekubetzes and the Ashlokos of the Shita Mekubetzes. Tov. And again, what we're just adding from Shmuel Razovsky, he just spells out the Shita Mekubetzes, and he just adds that this is exactly what Tosos is also driving at as well, that the Kasha now becomes a stronger Kasha over there. And that is, in the Hava Amina, Tosos asks, why do you pay five times? And the answer is that over there it's different because he was mafsin himself. Tov. Ramesha Feinstein, in the Dibre Smosha, the guys photocopied it. This is Rav Shmuel. I sent somebody in the shir the Dibros Moshe. Rav Shaloni's nephew.
It's somewhere I sent here.
So maybe it's upstairs. I'll take questions while somebody goes upstairs to look for it. Yeah, Avram, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. The way that Rav Shmuel explains Tosfos, the answers are, it could be that even if it's not Vada Rama there, it could be that even if it's not Vada Rama, but in the case of whatever you put it, it's okay because Tosfos isn't necessarily asking that. He's just asking also, why does he have to pay to each of the money? Because it's for sure only going to be one of theirs. Meaning the way that Rav Shmuel explains Tosfos is another way to answer his question.
Answer whose question?
His question that he asked, well, what's the comparison? There's no Vada Rama.
Shimon's question.
Yeah, Shimon's question, exactly.
Right, that what? That
because Tosfos isn't necessarily
he's not comparing Vada Rama at all, per se. Even if he's not, Nemiach, he's not a Vada Rama.
Right.
Ah, that's interesting. Guys, listen to what Avram is saying.
It's locked in
301. Okay. What, did someone lock the door?
Yeah, I mean, they have a sheer knock, and I know what it is, but, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
So, you know what? If you could pass it, the safer is also locked inside.
The safer's right here.
If you could, then, if you bring me a Dibros Moshe, it's against the wall.
Should I get new copies?
Right. I'll show you exactly what the photocopy. What Avram is saying is like this. Avram is saying something sharp. Avram is saying, according to those who read the Gemara, that there wasn't a Toveya. I'm not sure if Avram's right. Sharp, I don't know if right. I need some time to think about it. According to those who read the Gemara, thank you. According to those who read the Gemara that say that there's no need for a Toveya. So then in such a case, then why don't we say, then we have another answer to Shimon's question. Shimon's question was that there's no Vaday Ramay. So the question here is not only on the Vaday Ramay part. The question is also, why do you pay twice? And if that's so then that's another way of learning. Avram, you'll say that in Shir Mirza Hashem. I'm not sure it's right. You'll tell me, then we'll decide whether it's... that's right.
The whole reason about it, Rama, it's because you know it's going to be one that's not...
The one that's folded.
So even if there isn't a Vada Rama in that case, you still have a logic to say Emuna, because it's for sure only one of them. I mean, forget reason of Rabbi Yosef that Bala Rami want to punish it. Just basically, when you know that it's only going to be one of those, why is he going to pay it all five? Like, there should be a Emuna, even though there's no...
Right, right. Yes, Shema.
Okay, in the Shema Gubetis, how does the answer of there being a Shua help out the question?
We haven't yet. No, Shidim question. Oh, what did he mean by say when he said no? So Shimon's asking, what did the Shidim Kubetzis teres have to do with the words of Rashi, the Shneim Nishvan Vinotin? Right? That's what you mean. The Shua part we haven't discussed yet in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara emphasize the Shua? That we're going to see. Ramosha Feinstein has an interesting point. He says like this. He says, the Shneim Nishvan Vinotin, the Gemara is emphasizing that this is the reason why he pays to both. Because there was a separate ischaivus. Otherwise,
so the shvua causes a separate ischaivus.
No. The fact that there was a separate ischaivus is why we say nishban v'notlin.
Cool. Why would we need a shvua?
That's a separate question that we haven't answered yet.
So then,
the emphasis over here is why does Rashi say that both of them are take. Why does Rashi emphasize that? The emphasis over the answer should be that here there's a separate ischaivus, therefore there's no yemunah. Rashi is trying to address something else. Rashi is also trying to say that this is why both of them get paid. You're right, the shvua part you haven't explained. Yes, Lee.
Why in the chenvani, in the case Tosfos brings down with Gavi and then 1 verses 5, why is the guy who's the one required to remember, if you want to apply it to Mekach Memkar, where two people are buying from it, if you just switch the case around, that it's really one guy, he doesn't remember who he sold it to. So if you switch the cases, why do we say he's allowed to not remember and over here he has to remember, the one guy?
I didn't follow. Say it again. Why does the guy have to? Why? What's the difference? Let me tell me if I understood your question. What's the difference between Chema al Picasso? He doesn't have to remember first.
Chema al Picasso. The case Tosfos brings down.
Yeah. Why is it that there he has to remember versus Chema al Picasso?
No. Versus Mekach Memkar. Because
Mekach Memkar. What's
Mekach? Yeah. Because the buying and the selling.
Where's Melka Mitravayo?
Melka Mitravayo. Yeah.
We say Yachloku instead of giving to each one.
Right.
You're asking a separate question, something we haven't discussed up until now, and that is, what's the difference between Nokap Mitar Vayu and okay, I'm not interested in that question right now, but I'm definitely interested in the question. The emphasis right now. The page is not here. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein and he says a fascinating chakira that's going to be important later on. A very, very fascinating question. This Rabosai is a shaila that we should be familiar with, and that is Ramesha deals with the following question. Thank you for the one who ran to photocopy. Ramesha deals with the following question. He asks when it comes to shvua, is a shvua an absolute birur that the fellow is telling the truth? Does that prove everything definitively? Or it's a reason to believe, it's an added ne'emanus on behalf of the person that makes the shua. Rabosa, you hear the shaila? When the Torah says, or the Rabbanan say, that a fellow can make a shvua and he wins. Like the case of Nishpon V'notlin, right? In the case of Nishpon V'notlin, how does Nishpon V'notlin work? Is it the pshat that the shvua is an absolute birur, that the guy is telling the truth? Or is an added nemonus, it's not the ultimate birur? Okay. Now Ramesha suggests that chakira is critical in understanding the chidush that our Gemara is saying over here, and what Rashi is bringing out based on the Gemara in Shavuos over there was a memhei by Chemini al Pinkasa. And that is that Rashi is saying a very, very, very important yisod. Rashi over here is saying, Eini ma'amino b'shvua. The fact that I could say that I don't believe in a shvua shows us that a shvua is not an absolute birur. If a shvua will be an absolute birur, then in such a case, it doesn't matter whether you believe him or in a shvur or not. Okay? That's what Rashi is emphasizing. One of our tzarach yuds is, what is Rashi emphasizing? When Rashi says, "Eini ma'mino b'shua lo me'emenli." Rashi says, "Eini ma'mino b'shua, I won't believe him as shua." Ani omer shu rasha, I say that he's a rasha. Ve'eini la'amin adam b'shua al karchi. I never created a relationship to trust him with a shua. Elim kein he matim mitchila la'afkir etzal. Only if I had originally left it by him. So step number one is that this explains what Rashi is doing. When Rashi says eini ma'amino b'shua, Rashi must be assuming hanacha number one, says Ramesha, is that I don't have to trust somebody in a shua if I didn't create a schaivus to create that nemonus in the shua. Right? If I create a schaivus between us, so then in such a case, then there are rules where you have a nemonus in that schaivus. However, if I didn't create a schaivus, so then a shvua is not an ultimate birur, and that's not a proof that I'm a shuba too. If a shvua would be an ultimate birur, Ramesha claims, then I'd be stuck. But Rashi is explaining what's going on in the Gemara, that I don't have to be believed for a shvua. Now let's see the whole Ramesha inside. And Ramesha also uses a very important klal that we've discussed in the past. He starts off, this Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal was holding in all the shas. So a lot of times when he explains a sugya, he also explains three other sugyas along the way. He's not, he isn't always necessarily focusing on one particular thing. So Ramesha on page Kuf Samach Beis in the Dibros Moshe Bar Metzia explains another halacha, which it's kedai to be familiar with this as well. L'chora kasha. Lama hutzrich lochiach t'chasha mona l'chasha shuasa. Ula abayi b'davav hu chasha shuasa. Maishna mi'isurin d'chasha d'kal eino chasha d'chamur. Ramesha has a very basic question. And that is that there are times that a person is chashud on some an iser that is kal, but he's not chashud on an iser that's chamur. Skipping his right from the chorus. V'nira. Du michivan she'etzricha ha'torah oyser shvua levar she'em es itoi, negetayin es chavero. Ein lanu lomar me'atzmenu elo borer mishvua kezo she'amra teira. Vim kein hu rak shvua destam b'nei adam she'enam chashudim al shum davar. Ramesha says that there's room to argue that someone who makes a shvua, so that shvua says that you have to believe him. You would have to believe him. And if someone's not chashud, so then shu yoser barur mishvua de chashud af lekal she'enam barur gadol kol kach. So Ramesha says like this, I would have thought that the only time a shvua works is in a case of where it's 110. I would have thought that in a case where the shvua works is only in an instance where what? Where the person himself is not a chashud, because then the shvua can work as a barur. Even in a case where it's not a strong barur. Why? The chashud amimono she'enu kabar d'stam b'nei adam shnemer b'torah nami sagi. So Ramesha says like this: the migu the chashud amimono lo chashud ashvuasa is telling us the following. It's telling us that the criterion of nemonus of a shvua is not the ultimate criterion, because if you're right, there are times that you're not nemon lahachomer, but you're nemon lahakal. However, when it comes to shvua, I might have thought that if the person is not neman on mamam, so how could you have a shvua that works as a birur? You know what the answer is? That a shvua is not an ultimate birur, which of course is going to link up with our Rashi. Okay, so we're going to stop in the middle of this. I'm sorry that we didn't get as much as we had wanted to today. Emir Tzashem, I will give you my makom so ready to start Modern Mixas. I think because of certain realities, maybe what we'll do is we'll have a laning chabur and dibar maskav lo amritli. I didn't have that much to add on sutroi as it is, so maybe we'll have a laning chabur on that and we'll continue on with Modern Mixas. But tomorrow, of course, we'll finish with the idea, the tzarchians that we're in the middle of, and how Ramesha sounds.